time now on Books and Arts for Top Shelf. Art historian Sasha Grishin was on the show last week talking about the colonial arts of S.T. Gill. Here's Sasha again, this time with a selection of his favourite works.
I'm Sasha Grishin, and this is my Top Shelf. I'm a visual person, basically a failed artist, and I've always been turned on by art, encounters, things that have happened to me. It's difficult, if you like, to have a list of half a dozen works, but the ones that sort of come floating in my mind are the things I'm working on currently. I'm working on a large exhibition of a colonial artist called S.T. Gill, who died in Melbourne on the steps of the GPO in 1880. And the one work which I think of Gill's is called Doing the Block, Great Collins Street, 1880. It's an absolutely gorgeous watercolour of a very fashionable strip in Collins Street between Elizabeth and Swanston Street, which was sort of the main shopping drag, but it's also the area for promenading. And Gill shows these people all dressed up in their finery, women and men with slightly hawkish looks. There's a newspaper boy that dashes across the scene. And when you just got everything set, Gill sums it all up with a little canine commentary. Two dogs in the foreground sniffing one another. Next on my top shelf was a chance encounter as a child with a print. I had walked into, literally off the street, into the National Gallery Victoria, and I wanted to find out something about a particular print, an obscure German printmaker, and I met this wonderful woman, Ursula Hoff. I was a child, and she took me aside and showed me a particular print by Albrecht Dürer. It basically was Death and the Devil. It was an image of a knight travelling through an enchanted landscape surrounded by the Death and the Devil, going to an absolutely unreachable pole. And when I looked at this, I remember tears came into my eyes. And I think that's the first time I ever experienced that when looking at an artwork. The next experience that I'll just share, it isn't actually an artwork, it's an exhibition. It was an exhibition of an artist I admired enormously called John Brack. It was a retrospective of his. I managed to sneak into the show before it actually opened to the public. And I was literally bawling my eyes out. It was a fantastic exhibition. And I didn't notice him at first, but tucked away in the columns was the artist, lurking. And I came up to him and gave him a big hug. And John's probably the most unhuggable person you could ever encounter. And after shaking me off him, he said, "You know, Sasha, when I go to one of my exhibitions, I always see 30, 40 mistakes. Now I see 30 or 40 years of them." And I realized that's how many great artists think about what they're actually doing. Also on my top shelf is this absolutely gorgeous sculptural work by Inge King. It's called Forward Surge. These are almost like black shells suspended in space as you walk down from the Flinders Street station towards the entrance of the National Gallery of Victoria. And when I first saw it, what struck me was that the sculpture was actually inhabited. It had kids on skateboards whizzing around in it. And when I mentioned this to Inga, she said, "Oh, isn't it wonderful that my work is actually useful?" Because one of the definitions of art is that it's really an aesthetic object that has no practical function. And I was attracted to this idea of sculpture which actually interacts and plays with the public. And the final item for my top shelf is really more or less a story in my own life. When people ask, Well, how were you actually converted towards art? It was a rainy day. I was in Piccadilly in London. And I had a student pass, so you could actually get into Burlington House, the Royal Academy, free of charge after 4 o'clock. And I actually went there just to get out of the rain. And there was this exhibition, this bloke painting tonal still life compositions. I've never understood what it was about, but I know that when I walked out of that exhibition, there were tears in my eyes. I wasn't very clever. I'd never really had heard of Giorgio Morandi. But I realized that if you could actually make paintings that could actually reduce you to tears, there was must be something special about that art form. And from that time on, I went for the 4 remaining days of that exhibition, being the first person in and the last person out. And in some ways, from then on, I was hooked.
And that was the top shelf of the art historian Sasha Grishin. Sasha's the man behind a gloriously illustrated book and a major exhibition, Australian Sketchbook, Colonial Life and the Art of S.T. Gill, which is on at the State Library of Victoria until the end of October.